Baby, I've been thinking about it, and I have a fantasy I want to share with you. It's 12:30 on a late fall evening. I went to an themed adult party at a sex club, and I have not found anyone worth fucking. I am dressed to catch the eye in fuck me heels and a skimpy two-piece evening set. But I begin to feel that I've dressed up for no reason. I remember there's another club a few minutes from here and decide I'll try my luck there. My hands are shaking slightly with excitement and nervousness. It's been a long time since I was last here. I enter the heavy doors and pay the single lady's fee. I take the warm towel and locker key from the handsome staff member and then head to the shared locker room. Then I strip out of my already revealing clothing, place it in the locker, and shut the metal door. I place the key attached to the paracord around my wrist and enter the main playroom. Moans, gasps, and other sounds of sex fill the air as soon as I enter. There's a projector playing an adult film on the wall to my left, and a maze of walls with holes in them to my right. In front of the screen, a couple of men are watching and stroking themselves. They both look over to me and smile. I smile back, but continue to take the room in. The perimeter is lined with private rooms that attendees can pay to use. There's a second entrance on the far right of the great room that leads out to the dry and wet saunas. There's also a shower station, two bathrooms, and the playrooms. I head in the direction of the showers first. I pause on the way there. When I can see in the back right corner, the swings are still there. One is currently being occupied, and there's a line wrapping around the short corner with eager men waiting their turn. The sounds in the air are hedonistic, and they set the butterflies loose in my stomach. The warm carpet is replaced by cool linoleum as I continue to the showers to wash off. The smell of soap and disinfectant mingle with the ever-present note of sex in the room, triggering memories of the last time I was here. I smile at those thoughts as I set my towel on a wraparound bench that's set opposite the showers and turn the water on. I feel eyes on me and decide to give the men around me a little show. I step under the hot water, arching my back into the stream, caressing my breasts. I trail my hands down my sides, following the water over my hips to my ass, and then between my legs. I reach for the soap and then follow the same path. I pinch and pluck at my nipples, getting them hard. A moan. Slips past my lips. I love their eyes on me. I can feel them lusting after me. It makes me feel powerful. I continue with my shower, brushing my fingers over my clit. I continue to brush my clit until I feel I'm about to climax. And then I stop. There are a few groans that ring out around me, and it makes me smile knowing that these men were just waiting for me to come so that they could come. With shaky hands, I begin to cup the water and rinse the soap from my body. When I turn around to rinse my back, I look around and notice a few men looking at me hungrily, appreciating my assets on display. I smile shyly, but look away. None of them are right. I almost feel bad about teasing them. I know that makes me a wanton little whore, but I can't seem to beat myself up over it too much. After I feel clean, I enter the wet sauna. It's connected to the showers with just a glass door keeping the warmth inside. However, when I enter, there's already a group enjoying themselves inside. Two men, one woman. The woman is giving one man, who is sitting on the second row of seats, a blowjob. The other man's fucking her from behind slowly. They have no idea I even walked in. Instead of staying, I decide to leave and enter the dry sauna across the hall. I can see their bodies through the door. The fog covering the glass makes them look like art. I watch them as I dry off, and I almost let my hand fall between my legs, but I stop myself when I realize there's another person in here with me. I stay in the sauna for a few more minutes and then begin to make my rounds, looking for a man to fuck. That's why I'm here. I hope I didn't drive all this way for nothing. I look up and I see you at the same time as you see me. You're so beautiful. Your skin looks so smooth, my fingers ache to touch it. I watch as your mouth breaks out into a smile and I feel my pussy clench hard. Your lips are sinfully full and you have a set of dimples. You approach and we make light conversation, but you're shy. Aw, you're trying to be respectful while all I can do is think about kissing every inch of your fucking body. You keep asking me questions, but I'm so distracted with the thought of taking your dick into my mouth. I imagine that tastes very good. Finally, I ask if you want to play. You smile at me and nod, and I take your hand and we walk toward the front right side of the great room. We walk past the men waiting for the lady in the swing. We walk past the men showering in the many private rooms along the perimeter until we finally arrive at the dark room. This room has a platform up against the far wall that is centered. The only light that can be seen is the dull light from the hallway. I remind you to grab a condom from the bowl by the door and then sit on the edge of the leather base. Our eyes lock. I reach for my towel at my waist and you mirror my action. And slowly, so slowly, we undo the knot, keeping the towel closed in tandem. I spread the towel out behind me while you let yours fall to the floor. Your thick cock springs up, bobbing in front of you. It makes you look powerful. Your hands are at your sides, clenching and releasing like you can't wait to touch me. I reach out to you and you step between my legs. Your hands cup the sides of my face and your lips hover just apart from mine. Oh, it's like torture waiting for you to kiss me. You finally touch your lips to mine and the first taste of your lips is mind-altering. Your lips are so soft. I gasp, and you catch my bottom lip between your teeth. I am so wet for you. Your lips leave mine, only to touch my neck. Oh, how did you know that was my spot? I feel your lips as they make their way over my breasts, stopping at my nipples. My back arches into your warm mouth as you suckle each breast in turn. Every kiss over my stomach pulls a gasp from my lips. You reach my thighs and tell me to scoop back, and as I do, your big hands drag down my legs, your hands encircling my ankles. You pull my ankles apart and my pussy clenches, and when I beg, you say, "Hush now, baby, let me have my fill." Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Yes. You kiss your way up my left thigh slowly. My God, the feel of your slow licks on my inner thigh make me so damn hot. The closer you get to my pussy, the more my legs shake. I feel your warm breath over my labia. My body tenses in anticipation. Oh, fuck you, I say, when you skip over my pussy and begin kissing the base of my right leg. You chuckle before saying, "You will soon, baby girl." And I hate how much that laugh makes me melt. Oh, God, I need it. I need your mouth on my pussy. Oh my God, I feel your fingers separate my labia, and then your face is between my legs, sending me to nirvana. I can't help but cry out. My hands grip the back of your head, and I beg you to put your finger inside me. I need it. I tell you so, and you do without further coaxing. Thank God. Oh my God. Oh, that feels so good. Suddenly, I feel like I'm being watched. I open my eyes and I can see several figures around the room stroking themselves. There's a man to my left and he asks me if he can touch my nipples. I nod. Sparks fly across my eyes as his mouth joins yours, sucking on my ridged points. It's too much and I crash over the edge. I softly remove the second man so I can thank you. We kiss for a long while, and you ask if I want to leave the room. I tell you no, I want you to finish. I get back on the platform this time, on my hands and knees, ass facing you. You slip into me slowly, oh, so slowly, causing a chain of moans to go off around the room. Two more men step forward, both asking to touch. I agree, I feel so dizzy. A part of me questions my current actions, but then I feel you slam into me. Motherfuck, I can't hold back the cries that are pouring from my mouth. There are hands all over my body, kisses to my neck. Someone bites my ear, and I can feel a wet finger circling my ass. I can feel myself building to that apex again. I demand that someone rub my clit. You begin raining slaps across my ass as a hand wraps around the back of my throat, pulling me back onto your cock so damn hard, and I explode. The blood is roaring in my ears. I can see flashes of white burst across my eyelids. I can just make out a series of groans. My whole body is just sensation. When I finally come back down, the men are comforting me, rubbing my back, calling me incredible, asking for a turn. I tell them no. I shakily scoot down the platform to your waiting arms and kiss you slowly. Your arms wrap around me, shielding me from the others while you make love to my mouth. I smile as we break apart before taking your hand and leading you out of the dark room to the showers to clean up.